Thank you, Chair. Slightly uncomfortable with this paragraph. We spoke about it, I think, during the last session as well, to the extent that it may conflict with the freedom of movement and the right to work of individuals. And it's, I understand the narrow approach when it comes to kind of military assistance, defense type activities. But if I may rebound on State Advocate's example of the legislation in South Africa, would the legislation extend to, for instance, South African nationals who want to work for a security company in France as part of the Olympics this year? And would each individual who potentially is going to be recruited by a French company have to apply individually for the permission to go and work for a security company in France? Or is the Foreign Military Assistance Act much more linked to more specific kind of defense, armed conflict, high-risk environments? And the reason I'm asking this question goes back to the reach of this instrument and the definition that we have, which we're effectively including every potential profile of security personnel within this instrument. And that would include very basic, mundane type of security operations, which are not high risk, as well as a more high risk defensive type, military support type profiles.